that you need me, but you don't. You say that you love me, but you don't. Oh, you say that you love me, but that magic wand above me, baby. You say that you love me, but you don't.
Thank you. Chihuahua.
This is Rachel.
And this is Amanda.
And this is Amanda.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio
Bird Watching.
Nice coordination.
Thanks for listening in, everybody. All those thousands out there means the world to us.
We're just, you know, we had some technical difficulties as per usual this morning, so you can just hear me unzipping my jacket. Oh, it worked so nicely on the way down, but you know, there we go.
It just was unzipped. My dad texted me this morning. I hear it's a beautiful early spring morning for bird watching.
Indeed it is, Scotty. The buds are blooming.
They really are. On our walk over, we truly saw the first buds of spring.
I don't know. I feel like I've been feeling the buds a little bit.
I would have to agree.
Like in my sinuses.
Oh,
it's brewing. The buds.
I have started my Zyrtec. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, you have?
Yeah.
What? Why didn't you tell me? I would have started my allergy medication.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like playing a waiting game. I don't know.
No, you have to start early because it takes about a week for it to set in.
Okay. Today's the day.
Today's the day, listeners. Rachel's Zyrtec starts today.
Oh, no. My prescription allergy medication.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Last year, I got hit by a Mack truck, basically.
With her sinuses. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah. Not literally. By the pollen.
Okay. So that was a little circle of life from The Lion King, just to get your beautiful morning started. You've got another fun song coming your way, and then we'll be back to some chatter. Here we go.
I've ran away from miles. It's getting hard for me to breathe. Cause the man that I've been running from is here inside of me. I tell him keep it quiet, so hardly does he speak. Cause he wants to keep his distance, but it's hard for him to leave. He knows I hear him crying. Need a couple suggestions. Always had a little trouble with self-reflections. Now, does my raw emotion make me less of a man? Always had a little trouble with self-reflections. I've been so used to winning, it was hard for me to lose. There's nothing wrong with me. There's just something wrong with you. So I've been making changes, been working on my health. No more competition. Can't compete against myself. Nah, nah, nah. I'm not doing this to be loved. Oh no. I've been doing this to be remembered. Let the people hate if they want. Around me getting on show. If I die tomorrow and I'm gone, I'm gone. Let the blood run out. Let the garbage run. I'll be forever now. I don't need another hand. I need a couple suggestions. Always had a little trouble with self-reflections. Does my raw emotion make me less of a man? Always had a little trouble with self-reflection. I don't need another hand, I need a couple suggestions. Always had a little trouble with self-reflection.
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, you keep reaching, and I'll keep coming back. If you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, then I'll leave the light on. I am finding out there's a snow of the week, and I'm still dancing at the end of the day. If you leave the light on, believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe. Always wanted to stay. Can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to figure it out, but everything kept moving and the noise got too loud. With everyone should be so happy now. Oh, you keep reaching, and I'll keep coming back. But if you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. And if you leave the light on, then I'll leave the light on. I am finding out there's a snow.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Shout out to our loyal fans. Thank you for coming back after last week. We appreciate you.
We love you. We see you.
So we wanted to talk about a little bit about our weekend.
Yeah.
We have another one fast approaching, which is wild.
I know, but also this week has felt like the longest week in the whole world.
Not for this girl. I haven't been doing anything.
I've gotten texts from Rachel every day. You around right now? And I'm like, no. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to the lake. And I was like, okay, have fun. I'll miss you. I'm in class.
So one of our friends, shout out to Owen Copps, he's like sort of like a dad that rallies his children to activities. So he's like, all right, kids, we're going to have a day. He's also from the South, but he doesn't have an accent.
Sometimes, some words, but for the majority, no accent.
He just likes his biscuits.
Mm-hmm. And fried
items
and meat, so that's why we get along well. Anyway, we had a day where we went to the lake and we lounged and ate Mexican food.
We really did. We got accosted by boats coming in back from, there was a regatta happening, which I was, that is the only sport where I can give a play-by-play.
Rachel has given us play-by-plays. She, little known fact, was a child sailor.
A child prodigy sailor, I would say.
I don't know why she stopped, but our new plan is to go and take boats out at like the Boston Boathouse, and she's gonna sail me around.
To be honest, like, rivers sort of freak me out, because that's why I stopped sailing.
We don't talk about it. It's okay. It's still too soon. But yeah, we had a day at the lake. The dining workers won a fair contract. Our friend twisted her ankle, so I spent the day at urgent care, but she stayed in such high spirits the whole time.
Meanwhile, I was at Coppelia, the ballet, with another friend of ours and her grandmother, which was lovely.
So, all in all, just a dynamic weekend. Oh, and another one of our friends' best friend from home trekked over from Seattle, and he was here.
Oh my God, Kellen.
So, honestly, come to Medford if you're looking for a good, wholesome day.
Also, Owen Cobbs, another one of his favorite, you know, like, sayings is, like, best day ever, which is, like, every day for Owen. So every day is the best day ever. Like yesterday, he and I had nothing to do, and all of our friends, for some odd reason, in the middle of the school day, were in class. And ridiculous. So we were like, yeah, you amateurs, we're taking out bikes and going back to the lake. And we did.
So they did. So with that, I hope you're inspired to seize the day. Here's some more music for you.
Into the day, tomorrow spills across the sky, and the suns are harsh. Reminder why we are feeling barely human. We don't know what's good for us, 'cause if we did, we might not do it. Who knows where our limits lie? We won't discover till we push it. I should just walk away, but it grips me, when I should call it a day, and make my way, oh it grips me, 'cause the devil's got my arms, and it pulls me back into the night, but I should just walk away. The devil's got my arms, and it pulls me back into the night, and it pulls me back into the night. We got drunk on this unholy wine to deliver us from our own minds. The promise of a better time till we're feeling barely human. We don't know what's good for us, 'cause if we did, we might not do it. Who knows where our limits lie? We won't discover till we push it. 'Cause the devil's got my arms, and it pulls me back into the night. But I should just walk away, away. But it grips me, 'cause the devil's got my arms, and it pulls me back into the night. And it pulls me back into the night. I would rather forget and wash my memory clean. Oh, I would rather.
good and wash my memory clean. I would rather forget, would rather forwash my memory clean. Oh, I would rather forget and wash my memory clean. 'Cause the devil's got my heart.
The first thing and the last thing that I'd see. I was just a boy striking matches upon your heart. I couldn't get no spots. Ask me to go faster, put my foot down to the floor. Standing at the edge, I feel like I've been here before. Loved you in the darkness and I loved you in fluorescent light. If it don't feel right, you can run and hide, babe. Like a bird you can take flight. If I've been holding on too tight, if I've been holding on. Standing in the rain, take it as the truth, or you can take it with a grain of salt. If it don't work out, you were in the shower, we were talking through the glass, packing up your suitcase, you were humming to yourself. One day you were smiling, I could tell by how you sounded on the phone. You said, I'm coming home.
We got a PSA for you at 7:36 and 9:11 seconds this morning. Today we have Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. Yeah. It is also important... amen. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Mm. However, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. Ooh-wee, wow. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. Unsure what... Oh, I guess SCAP is the acronym. Wow. Don't mess with SCAP.
I feel you need to read the... URL again, just for the listeners.
The URL, www.somervillema.gov backslash. Ooh, that's a toughie. Backslash scap. Anyway, we went to a fiesta. Oh, a festa, whatever. A party this weekend. Hosted by this here old radio show. And we went in trying to make friends, and we really didn't do a good job.
We really didn't.
We definitely could have done better.
Me, Rachel, and one other going in together, and we stayed together. So we need WMFO to host another fiesta with snacks, and
yeah, the snackage was extremely limited, and we were upset, frankly.
I didn't even know I should be upset until
the PSA.
The PSA.
Thank you, Scap.
Thank you, Scap. I now know I need snacks and I need water at events. That's all. Thank you.
So the title of our show is Bird Watching, and that was not supposed to have anything to do with the content, but it has slowly trickled into our lives.
I'll let you know how it happened in the first place. We were in our room one day, in our beautiful abode in our dorm, and Rachel's laying in her pajamas looking out the window and goes, bird watching.
Oh no, your mic wasn't on. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I
was like,
I can't hear myself.
You should have said something.
But I was like, it's okay.
Anyway.
I'm sorry about that brief interlude of silence from my part.
It probably sounded like I was just ricocheting off myself. Which happens. It does.
So anyway, what you've missed from what I said was, one, we love parties with snacks. And two, bird watching came from when Rachel's laying in bed and she goes, bird watching. And I said, what? And she said, that should be the name of our WMFO show. And I said, but why? Because people are listening to us. She goes, exactly, it makes no sense. And I said, brilliant. And thus, today, you're listening to bird watching.
Okay, but ready? It has run, birds, or bird watching has run our lives afoul.
It really has.
But not like F-O-U-L, like, or, but like, fowl, F-O-W-L, like bird fowl, our feathered friends.
We really love birds now.
Passionate, in fact.
I took a picture with a statue of a owl over the weekend.
Oh my God, yeah, that's another weekend highlight. Damn. Oh, darn. I wish I could upload pictures just like to the listeners out there. One day, I'll be able to just, like, send things into your brain. I don't know if you really don't want me to do that. Not from, well, yeah.
Well, I might.
Yeah, you may. You might. But definitely Robert Gassel, a dear, dear friend of mine who's listening, who just sent me a picture from when I was a little child. Like, I would want to receive that picture into my brain, but I don't think he'd be just, like airdrop, like, automatic.
That's fair.
Rachel.
Hello, Robert.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
We do. We appreciate all our listeners. Special shout out goes out to Paige, who just texted, was going to say closer to the mic, Mandy, but great job. And I appreciate you for tuning in this morning because I know how much you love to sleep.
True.
We have a couple other shout outs this morn. We have
a birthday. It's birthday time.
It's birthday time. Zach Mintz definitely not listening, but his birthday's this weekend. He's turning 21. An absurdly early birthday for the ripe year of being a sophomore, but
you know, he was held back in kindergarten, as was probably a good idea.
And we're so excited for him to be excited about being 21. And he had a friend come last year named Diego, who we just saw on social media that it is Diego's birthday. So happy birthday, Diego, who I'm sure is listening from wherever Yale. He goes, Yale.
Come on, Mandy, you should know this.
Sorry, that's my bad. I'm sorry, Diego. And then we have a cookie update.
Cooks.
Cookie
is not, in fact, a baked good.
No, it's my dog that sang for you all
it's
last week.
It's my dog,
week.
You noticed.
It's my dog. And the most recent update was that all of her blood work came back beautiful.
We love a good blood panel.
We do. We really do. And she's on the road to recovery. And when she's fully back, we'll bring her on the show and she can sing live in the studio.
Oh, yes. She needs her own label.
She does.
Done.
She's going to get there. Okay. So we're going to play some more music for you now.
Thanks.
That was a lot of chatter.
At least we're trying.
From my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air, I'll be thinking about you,
love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the waters came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's no ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Well, I reached out for your hand when the walls were caving in, but I'll see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I it was almost love, it was almost love.
alright, before you leave, we're both back.
Thank God.
So, okay, so we're just going to send you into your beautiful weekend with some current events.
Although the weekend is very much not a ribbon yet for those working folks, but you know.
It's Thursday. You're so close, everybody. You're so close.
Anywho, so I was just perusing Tufts or Instagram, and I was like, I should become a sex health rep because, mm-hmm. you know, we're sex positive over here. And Mandy commented, you know, like, all these clubs are like putting things out there, asking for applications. And we were like, we're going to make so many resolutions to get more involved that don't pan out.
It happens every year. I'm like, I'm going to get involved on campus. And we did get a radio show. So that's a good start.
Well, that was a do or die.
But we also are only here for a semester because plans are for both of us to go abroad in the spring.
Ooh, baby.
So, yeah, we can't get too attached to anything. We just have to spread ourselves. We love the school. That sounded horrible.
There are no attachments being made this spring.
No, we're going to make attachments, but we're just not going to perhaps fill out these forms to be presidents.
I'm
going to
fill out the form.
Yes, do it.
But so Amanda's also president of
Public Health Society.
There he is. There we is.
We had an open board meeting yesterday, actually.
One person attended.
Two people attended the open
Big
board
crowd.
Meeting. Three current members attended. Most current members did not attend. But that is okay because there's chips and dip. And there's extras that I did not get to take home, but my co-president did.
And let's just say we almost came to fisticuffs over that one. Again, this is Rachel.
And this is Amanda.
And you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Bird Watching.
You're afraid to meet someone, 'cause you've been burned. Love is good until it's gone. That's what you learn, what you've learned. You don't have to hide your love away. I know that I'm gonna make mistakes, but leaning on somebody isn't easy. I'll do what I can to make you see that this is not a temporary love. This is not a temporary. I know the difference, but I do. I feel the gravity between us, and you can too. We don't have to hide our love away. Both of us are gonna make mistakes, 'cause leaning on somebody's never easy. But look at me and tell me you don't see that this is not a temporary love. No, this is not a temporary love. Now your heart is in my hands, I won't give it up. This is not a temporary love. Temporary love. Now my heart is in your hands. Please don't give it up. This is not a temporary love. This is not a temporary love.
temporary low.